This is Jay Sekulow from Washington, D.C. Tragedy unfolds in Las Vegas.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
My fellow Americans, we are joined together today in sadness, shock, and grief. Last night, a gunman opened fire on a large crowd at a country music concert in Las Vegas, Nevada. He brutally murdered more than 50 people and wounded hundreds more. It was an act of pure evil.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Our unity cannot be shattered by evil. Our bonds cannot be broken by violence. And though we feel such great anger at the senseless murder of our fellow citizens, it is our love that defines us today and always will, forever.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Coming to you out of Washington, D.C., and we've got a lot to report. There is, of course, breaking news out of Las Vegas, and that is 58 people, at least, have been killed. 500 others taken to a hospital after a gunman opened fire from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Hotel, which is one of the big casino hotels in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, there's been reports from Associated Press and from Reuters that the gunman, based on a response that came out of ISIS's web presence, after actually ISIS's social media platforms and their website, saying that this guy was a soldier of the caliphate. We have no evidence to back that up at this point, by the way. There's no information that we have had. But Associated Press, Reuters, and a number of the news works, networks are saying it. The FBI is saying they don't have any evidence showing that at all. But again, it's unusual for ISIS to claim credit. I don't want to go there yet. We'll talk about it. But we'll talk about what the news is reporting. This was a horrible tragedy from the 32nd story of this building and the carnage. And Jordan, you've been there. I've been there. Logan's been there to this area. The carnage is unreal.
Yeah, and the way that this attack was carried out in a shocking manner from, as you point out, 32nd story in a hotel room, 300 yards away, three football fields away from the attack site. So, again, this is appears to be either a weapon that was turned into an automatic weapon, so a semi-automatic rifle or weapon turned into an automatic weapon, or somehow obtained an automatic weapon, and we haven't seen that used.
And they're saying up to 10 of them, actually.
Yeah, I mean, there could be up to 10 of these weapons. So, again, it is kind of shed a new light on a new style of attack on individuals, whether or not this is tied to an international terror group or not, because of how this attack took place. It could have massive changes to how we operate, especially in major places where you've got a lot of individuals
yep.
in and out, where how you operate hotels. The individual, we don't like spending a lot of time on the people who carried out these attacks, but we are on in the Las Vegas area live this morning, yes. right now. And for those people, the name were not immediately tied to a group like ISIS or the general makeup of the person we're being told carried this attack out. The name is Stephen Paddock, 64 years old, lived in a retirement community about an hour away from Las Vegas in Mesquite, Nevada.
Yeah.
He's been at the hotel, though, for a number of days. Certainly appears it planned this attack.
Absolutely. No question about that.
About 15 minutes before the president spoke was the news broke about the Islamic State claiming responsibility, not through a random Twitter account. That is that's why this has gotten more serious coverage so quickly, but through their official news agency, Amaq News, which has only been wrong, I think, once out of all of the attacks they've claimed throughout the entire world.
Yeah.
Proven wrong. So it's a serious claim, and the FBI said they don't know of a tie yet, but they are continuing to investigate it. We'll play sound from that press conference just happened moments ago.
All right, Logan, we'll take phone calls also. We're on in Las Vegas. We want to hear from friends in Las Vegas. We're also going to talk to a minister, pastor friend of ours in Las Vegas as well.
That's right. That'll be coming up in the next few segments. 1-800-684-3110 for your voice to be heard on the air today as we cover this terrible tragedy that has occurred in Las Vegas. It's continuing to unfold. What you need to do is give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. Join us on social media, facebook.com/Jay Sekulow, Twitter and Periscope @Jay Sekulow.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation, the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. Jordan and Logan are in our media center. Of course, here's the news. 58 at least dead, over 500 taken to a hospital where a gunman opened attack at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival. It is now the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history, and unfortunately, that number looks like it's going to rise. There are reports saying that the suspect, 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, had an excess of 10 rifles in his room. He was found dead in the Mandalay Bay hotel room on the 32nd floor. A resident of Mesquite, Nevada, had been in the hotel since September 28th. President Trump is planning on visiting to Las Vegas on Wednesday. Now, interestingly here, again, no confirmation of this other than this is what news is reporting based on what ISIS has said. ISIS has claimed credit for this via the Amaq News Agency, which is their official news agency. The Las Vegas attacker, this is what they said, is a soldier of the Islamic State in response to calls to target coalition countries. ISIS also claimed the gunman converted to Islam several months ago, without providing more details. He had someone was with him. They're trying to locate that person. But the FBI, Jordan, had seemed to say that they're not right now saying that this is an act of terrorism or giving much credibility to the claimed by ISIS.
No, and the ISIS claim did not come with any other corroborating info other than that one statement, which tends to believe that they must have at least seen, because the report came out after he was named. So whether they're claiming this or not for bad intentions or because he actually did have some kind of contact, I think because of his background, his name, his age, where he was from, I mean, all of it, they claimed in the statement this was a convert. So they kind of got out ahead. And we're talking about their official news agency, not a Twitter account associated with, but one that is tracked directly by the intelligence agencies, by news outlets.
Right.
And ISIS has made clear is their official channel of communication. They put out two statements, one in English, one in Spanish, which also tells you about their sophistication. Even while they're facing a lot of pressure on the battlefield, they're putting these out in multiple languages, their statements.
Yeah, even if it's not true, they're using it as a propaganda piece. There's no doubt about that. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Your thoughts and prayers for the people of Las Vegas are certainly appropriate, and we will share those. We're on in Las Vegas. Logan, did you have a chance to talk to Vince, our friend in Las Vegas, who has that church that's been ministering so successfully on the Las Vegas Strip for so many years? What kind of sense are you getting from him?
Yeah, I spoke to him briefly. He's going to come on the air at the end of this segment, beginning of next segment. He'll be on the beginning of next segment. He is a pastor. They actually have a church that's directly behind Mandalay Bay. I mean, maybe a half a mile directly behind Mandalay Bay Hotel and Resort. So he's going to call in. Obviously, they're dealing with a lot, but I believe the church has opened up. If you're in the Vegas area, I'm sure he'll go into that coming up in the next segment, of just a place to go and talk and counseling and things like that. And they will be having a service tonight as well. So we'll talk about that coming up in the next segment.
I wanted to play this news bite because I think that this has gotten we all got the breaking news alerts on your phone about ICE is claiming responsibility, and then there's breaking news saying the FBI says there's not. And if you actually listen to the FBI agent in charge on the ground, he is not saying it is not ISIS. All he is saying is take a listen to his own words, not the shortened news headlines. This press conference literally happened just about 15 minutes before we went on the air, Byte 13.
As this event unfolds, we have determined to this point no connection with an international terrorist group. As this investigation continues, we will continue to work with our partners to ensure that this is factually, thoroughly, and absolutely investigated to be able to bring comfort and peace back to this community.
So, I mean, what he's saying there is that they don't have evidence of that right now. And that's exactly the right response of the FBI when they don't have evidence of it. And that doesn't mean, by the way, evidence is not going to become available in the next 2 hours when they execute, as they are, search warrants. What will they do with those search warrants? They will go into the residence of this individual who lived in a retirement home. Again, this does not fit the pattern of an ISIS-type terrorist. But what they will do is go into a situation where they will get into the computers, get into the material in the house, and determine if there are any links or any discussions with or advocating on behalf of ISIS or from ISIS to him, or what's also on social media posts, if any. So all of that becomes very relevant to this in the very early stages of what is a horrific act in Las Vegas, Nevada. And you say whatever you will right now, but what we know is that 58 people are dead at least and 500 taken to area hospitals in the deadliest shooting in U.S. history. So before you get into who was responsible, what their ties were, this was a horrific tragedy that has fallen on a major tourist destination, which interestingly, and again, there's no evidence of this other than what ISIS has said. But they did put out videos as late as May and June urging what they would call independent soldiers of the caliphate to take action in Las Vegas, Nevada. So while there was nothing specific, this was a well-planned and well-coordinated act. There's a second person that was allegedly with the shooter. That person has not I think they've talked to her. They now think that she is not a person of interest. But again, this is an unfolding situation. Logan, let's go ahead
mostly
and take
through the middle
some phone
of the
calls.
Night, too, in Las Vegas. I mean, this happened late at night there. We woke up to it on the eastern seaboard. You started waking up to this news while it was still unfolding late into the evening, which is not so unusual for Las Vegas and for their law enforcement officials to be dealing with late night events. But they are just waking up to this now. Literally, we're on it in Vegas. If it's live, it's 9 a.m. there. And so if people are – obviously the area I'm sure knows about at this point, but because they may have been still up at this time when this news broke. But – this has been an investigation happening through the darkness of night. I mean, the hotel was still on lockdown until 45 minutes ago, or an hour ago,
right?
I guess, as we were preparing for
radio.
Logan,
describe the area for people. I think that's important. Describe the area.
Sure. The Mandalay Bay Resort is actually at the end of the strip primarily. I believe it's end of the beginning, depending on where you're coming from. It's on one side of it, sort of at the end there. So it's not really in the heart of the strip when you've seen it. It's actually closer, I guess, to the airport. The airport is right off the strip if you've been there. So if you actually look at the overhead, it's Mandalay Bay, the street between the main drag and the airport are right there together. Small area, but the area where they have concerts is pretty vast. If you ever parked there, the walking from there to the resort is a pretty large length of space. So the fact that he had to have had not only this planned out, but also a room that faced that specific, there was a lot of planning that had to go in to make sure, because you're talking about a gigantic resort where you can't just be the luck of the draw that you end up with that view. So that was something that had to be requested.
They talked about that. They said, he gambled a lot, so he may have gotten, because this was supposedly a big room.
Yeah.
And this was not someone with necessarily mega financial means. That being said, I don't, if he was a big spender of the hotel, if he got a random upgrade there, talking about,
yeah.
Nothing seems that random. The question is whether or not this person was connected to anything more than just his own individual, whether it's a domestic terror group, an international terror group.
What's a terrorism attack? It's an attack of terror.
Yes.
It was designed for terror.
Right.
I mean, it was murder. It was assault. But of course, it's a domestic terror attack in the sense that it was done to wreak havoc and terror in a mass civilian population. And that's what I mean. That's how I define terror. Whether it was by an American citizen or whether it was by anybody else, it still doesn't change the fact of what it is. What we do not know, and that we're trying to verify in the news sources is this claim by ISIS accurate? And the FBI says right now they don't have any evidence of it, but they are just literally executing those search warrants as we speak, as I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C. Let's go ahead, if we have time, Logan, and take a phone call.
All right, which call? You want to go line one?
Yeah, sure.
Let's go to Jay, who's calling in Orange County, California.
Hey, Jay, go ahead.
Hey, folks. This is obviously very sad. I've been up almost all night watching things on the news. I guess the first question that comes to mind is, from a military perspective, what does the logistics be able to carry out this amount of carnage?
So I asked some folks that have knowledge of that today here in Washington, and as Jordan said, to shoot randomly from the 32nd floor is not that difficult. But to get that kind of weaponry inside of a hotel unnoticed, to have that kind of pre-planned access to know where you needed to be to hit the most targets that you could hit in the area, that is requires a lot of pre-planning. And obviously, if there were, as reports are, 10 weapons, and this guy killed himself, he had supposedly had, I don't know if this has been verified, video capability of seeing who was approaching the room. Has that been verified?
No, I haven't seen that. A lot of reports going on. Some were saying that it was the smoke alarms, actually, that's how much firepower is going off, that ultimately they were able to locate him in these massive hotels because the smoke alarms in his specific area went off, and that's how they were able to locate him within this 5 to 10 minute time frame. But again, this is an event to remind people who are listening right now, where people are still fighting for their lives. People, the death toll continues to rise. The amount injured, even at the hospitals, continue to rise. There's great stress on the hospitals there. First responders there who ran at someone with what appears to be an automatic weapon, and SWAT team there. So we continue to take your calls, your comments, and we ask for your prayers for those who have been involved in this attack. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, I'm coming to you out of our studios in Washington, D.C. today. So 50 dead, over 400 injured at the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival. It's deemed the deadliest shooting right now in modern United States history. By the way, the death toll's up to 58 and rising, it looks like. Over 500 now injured. Had an excess of the suspect is a 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, had an excess of 10 rifles in his room, found dead in the Mandalay Bay hotel room on the 32nd floor. That's when he committed this act. He's a resident of Mesquite, Nevada. Had been in the hotel, reports are, since September 28. ISIS has claimed credit. This has been not verified by anybody else other than ISIS saying it through their official news agency, the Amaq News Agency, that the Las Vegas attacker is a soldier of the Islamic State in response to calls to target coalition countries. ISIS also claimed the gunman, quote, converted to Islam several months ago. And ISIS did put out in May some videos regarding this whole situation of doing an attack in Las Vegas. Logan, we've got a good friend of ours that's on the phone line now that we want to talk to.
That's right. Our friend Vince Antonucci, who's the pastor of Verve Church in Las Vegas, just a few miles actually from the Mandalay Bay Resort. I believe you can see it right behind. I've been there multiple times, spent time with Vince. And Vince, how are things going there? And why don't you tell people a little bit about your ministry and what's going on today?
Yeah, it's definitely a tragic day and shocking to wake up to this. We're at our church right now praying. Our church is 7 years old. We're 2 miles from Mandalay Bay. And yeah, if you walk outside our doors, you're looking at Mandalay Bay. We started 7 years ago, and we say we're church for people who don't like church. There are some great churches in Las Vegas. Most of those are in the suburbs, and we're right next to the strip and trying to reach people that even the great churches won't reach. And so we're praying this morning, and our building is open to people who want to come and pray. We've got some people here now and just trying to figure out how we can serve during this crisis.
So, Vince, I think it's important for people to understand kind of – Logan described this a little bit, but I think it would be helpful to describe – where this area is in Las Vegas. I mean, your church, I know, is right off the Las Vegas Strip, but where the hotel was and where this concert venue was, this was a heavily civilian tourist area, one of the largest.
So the Strip is literally a road, Las Vegas Boulevard. It's 4.5 miles from the famous Welcome to Vegas sign, ends at the Stratosphere. The road keeps going, but that's technically what people refer to as the Strip. The Mandalay Bay is the first casino on the south end of the Strip, and so it would be, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile from the Welcome to Vegas sign. And it's one of about 40 major casinos on the Strip, and they have an outdoor concert venue. Most of the casinos and hotels do. And so there's a country music festival this weekend. Actually, at our church service yesterday, met a couple from Kansas City who was in town for that country music festival. I'm praying for that couple I just met yesterday. And we're about 2 miles south of there. But I know on TV, you only see the Strip, but Las Vegas is a city of about 2 million people. The suburbs don't look very different from, you know, the suburbs of any other town. But where this happened is right in the middle of the city. Right on the Strip, and Mandalay Bay would be one of the major big casinos on the south end of the Strip.
So, Vince, let's again talk about what your church is now doing to reach out to the community there. This is your community. You've been ministering there. We knew you when you were in Virginia Beach. You took a huge ministry calling to go out to Las Vegas, Nevada. The church has had a tremendous ministry there in Las Vegas, but now you're faced with, which unfortunately we're seeing in other parts of the country too, but now you're seeing it firsthand, whether it's terrorism or not. This is it is terrorism, but whether it's domestically inspired or an individual, it doesn't matter. You've got a shock in the community. What are you doing to reach the needs of those that you minister to and others that may need to be ministered to?
Yeah, honestly, we're still trying to figure it out. We've contacted the police. We've contacted the blood banks and let them know we're available and trying to figure out how to help. I have a friend who's a chaplain for the FBI, and so he's working with the FBI to see what we're able to do. We're also talking to other churches to see what we can do. Today we have our building open for people who want to come and pray, for people who need to somebody else to be with or need some counseling. And then we happen to have a Monday night service. We've had one ever since we started. So we do three services on Sunday morning. But in Las Vegas, so many people work weekends and are unable to go to church on a weekend. And so we've always had a Monday night at 7 p.m. service. And so we have a service coming up here in however long that is, 8 hours or I'm not good at math, about 10 hours. And so we're going to ditch the service we had planned and just make tonight a night of prayer and to try to answer the question I know people are asking, why does God allow things like this to happen? Why is there this kind of evil in the world? And so we're going to try to answer that question tonight and give people some encouragement and hope and pray together.
All right. Yeah.
Well, Jordan, Logan, you go ahead with questions too.
No, I was going to say people can find information about that. Is it at vivalaverve.com or how can people get information of where you are or follow you on Twitter? However, because we have a lot of listeners calling from Nevada and from the area.
Yeah. So our church website is vivalaverve.org, VIVALAVERVE.org. Our church name is Verve. And our Twitter is at Verve Vegas, V-E-R-V-E Vegas. And so, yeah, you can find directions to our church and our location. On Twitter, we'll be updating today about our service tonight.
All right. We'll do our best to retweet some of that also on all of our accounts. So you can find that if you follow, you know, any of us, you should be able to find out that information pretty quickly.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get that on our social media platforms.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Vince, for taking some time to give us a call and for the amazing experience you guys have in Vegas, witnessing to people who can't really be reached, you think wouldn't be able to be reached, and now dealing with such a tragedy, but dealing with it with the grace that you guys have. So thank you so much for taking a couple minutes out of clearly what's going to be a long day for you and for the people of Las Vegas.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys and your ministry and your support of us, and I appreciate everyone's prayers today. Thanks.
Thanks, Vince.
All right. Thanks, Vince. We will get that out on social media, especially for our friends in the Las Vegas area. If you need counseling, you want to, or you just want to meet together for prayer, they're going to be doing that at Vince's church this evening. We encourage you to participate. Vince has been a friend of our organization for a long, long time, well over a decade. All right. We're going to be here for another 30 minutes. We're going to take your phone calls as well. We'll be joined by Wes Smith. We're going to be joined by Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, will join me here in Washington. And Logan, let everybody know first how they can get the next 30 minutes,
right.
And I'm going to we'll kind of set up what we're going to talk about next.
That's right. The show does not end at the end of this half hour. It keeps going for another half hour, and if you don't get it on your local station, many of you do, but if you do not, you can find us broadcasting many different ways, television style, online, Facebook, Periscope, and on ACLJ.org, Facebook.com/JSeculo. Follow at JSeculo, at Jordan Seculo, at Logan Seculo, and we're going to be at ACLJ. We're going to be tweeting out the information for those that are in the Las Vegas area, but also that's a way you can watch the rest of the show. You can also download the ACLJ app on the App Store for iPhone, iPad, Apple TV. Also, a Roku channel in the channel store to search for ACLJ. You can also subscribe to the JSeculo podcast, but we do have a full half hour coming up, and phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, I think, you know, people out there, many of the people out there, I don't say most, but many of the people out there, probably most of the attendees were not from the area. So if they're looking for somewhere to go with Vince's church, who we had on, there are a lot of people probably right now who are now able to finally move around from their hotel who may be, you know, out at this country music festival and thought they were flying home today. And they might be flying home today, but they also might have been flying home the next day, and they don't know where to go or who to speak to, and they've witnessed something that no one wants to witness in person in their life, and they need somewhere to talk, and we, you know, provide that through our social media as well.
That's right. Make sure if you're following us, I just retweeted Vince's information of what's going on at Verve tonight.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Yeah.
Tragedy unfolds in Las Vegas, Nevada. The reports now 58, at least 58 are dead. More than 500 are injured in what is deemed the deadliest mass shooting in modern United States history. The suspect is a 64-year-old. His name is Stephen Paddock. He's deceased now. He evidently killed himself or upon entry was killed. We don't know the details on that. Had an excess, reports are, an excess of 10 rifles in his room. He was on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel, which is one of the major hotel resorts in Las Vegas, Nevada. He was a resident of Mesquite, Nevada, had been in the hotel for at least 4 days since September 28th. President is scheduled to visit Las Vegas on Wednesday. ISIS has claimed credit via the Amaq news agency. The Amaq news agency, by the way, is kind of their official news arm. They're generally correct. However, the FBI said there is no indication of that right now, that this was ISIS-led or ISIS-inspired. ISIS, however, said it is. They put out a statement saying the Las Vegas attacker is a soldier of the Islamic State in response to calls to target coalition countries. Actually, ISIS has called for attacks actually in Las Vegas specifically. ISIS also claimed the gunman converted to Islam several months ago. Again, we have no verification of that. We're just reporting there what the news is reporting. And by the way, that's the Associated Press, Reuters, and a lot of the other news agencies. So it's being widely reported. The FBI said they have no indication of that right now, but this investigation is just ongoing. And a step further here, I think is it really important. They're just now executing the search warrants. That's going to tell you a lot about this guy. There was someone traveling with them. We don't know the exact details of where that individual female is. Again, he's 64-year-old Stephen Paddock. He is no longer alive. So police, first responders did a phenomenal job in responding so quickly to this. Having said that, 58 deaths is absolutely horrific. Than, what are you hearing, anything at all from our friends on Capitol Hill yet, other than expressing their sympathies on this tragedy, which clearly is tragic?
Most of what I'm hearing centers around what you started with. Of course, you can never come to the conclusion that it's terrorism. I think they're handling it the right way. They don't have that information yet. But, Jay, the encouraging thing is, and this is something that we've long called for on this broadcast, is starting from the assumption that you eliminate the possibility of terrorism first. And the offices that I'm hearing from that are interacting with the FBI say that that is exactly the posture that they're taking, that they're not concluding it, but operationally behind the scenes, that's what they're clearing first. And again, Jay, we've said this many times, but the reason you do that is because of possible associates.
Well, you've got it. Look, I mean, you got ISIS claiming credit for it. Again, no independent evidence of this, but I think the paradigm you start with is that there's somebody inspired something. That may absolutely not be the case here, Jordan. We don't know. But it's unusual that the our Amaq news agency, which is the official news agency, would be the one. And it's, sometimes it comes out on Twitter feeds or through unofficial websites.
Yeah, it's
websites,
not that.
But
this is not that. This is the dark web officially used by ISIS through their official channels. That's why the Associated Press, Reuters, NBC, Fox, CBS, any news outlet you turned on around the same time all reported that. Now, they haven't led that they can corroborate. The only corroborating thing in this ISIS statement at all would be that they clearly identify that someone has converted recently to Islam, because even if they were just looking at this for propaganda purposes, you would look at this individual and not make that association once you found that out as an average person looking at this, because of his age, because of his name, because of his background. Now, we don't know a lot about anything. We've heard one statement from his family saying he was kind of a normal person that kind of snapped, whatever that means. And
they hadn't heard from him in a number of months.
This is a group that would seize on these terror groups, seize on people who are having
but again, there's no time. We don't have the evidence on that.
And,
but other than ISIS is claiming it, let me play what the president said about this. Is now bite number 7.
In moments of tragedy and horror, America comes together as one, and it always has. We call upon the bonds that unite us, our faith, our family, and our shared values. We call upon the bonds of citizenship, the ties of community, and the comfort of our common humanity.
We had our friend Vince Annatucci on, Logan, just moments ago. Let everybody know, especially those in the Las Vegas area, how they can meet together, having a prayer meeting on this, and they're going to get together and talk and offer counseling as well.
That's right. If you go to their website, VivaLaVerve.org, or follow them on Twitter, Verve Vegas or Vince Annatucci. They'll have a service tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Just about 2 miles from the Mandalay Bay Resort. You can find it there.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation. The rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org. It's a fact. Radical jihadists have one goal: complete and utter global domination. Hundreds of lives have been lost in devastating jihadist attacks, from Paris to San Bernardino, Brussels to Orlando. Islamic terrorist attacks are increasingly occurring at an alarming rate. In his number one New York Times bestselling book, Rise of ISIS, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow pulled back the curtain on a new unholy alliance of Iranians, Russians, and jihadists waging war against the United States and our very way of life. Now in his new book, Unholy Alliance, Jay reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. Get Jay Sekulow's new book, Unholy Alliance, the agenda Iran, Russia, and jihadists share for conquering the world. It's available now. Available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also order it right now online at unholyalliancebook.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. It's Jay Sek. I'm coming to you from our offices and our studios in Washington, D.C. I'm here on a series of meetings, actually meeting on the Andrew Brunson matter, and we'll be meeting with our government affairs staff as soon as we're done. But obviously, we're reporting on this horrific tragedy in Las Vegas. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me go to Colonel Wes Smith, who was, in addition to being a colonel in the United States Army, retired, was also a chaplain in the United States Army. Colonel Smith, on a situation like this, what do you tell people?
Well, there's no way to take away the sense of loss and panic and tragedy. On the other hand, the American people, by and large, are people of faith, of various religions, but basically a spiritual people. And so when we talk about sending our prayers to the people in Vegas and the vice president and others saying that we're remembering them in prayer, your friend in ministry there, I have a good friend, Dan, who's the Episcopal bishop in Nevada. This is not empty rhetoric. At a time like this, the first responders are there helping people. You have all of the people who survived, others who are wounded, and truly they need our prayers as well as our moral support.
It's interesting. The president addressed that as well. This is Byte 4.
To the families of the victims, we are praying for you, and we are here for you. And we ask God to help see you through this very dark period. Scripture teaches us the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. We seek comfort in those words, for we know that God lives in the hearts of those who grieve.
So, I mean, the reality is that this is something where the American people, we're just going to urge you to pray for the people in Las Vegas. And as Logan, as you said, this is a very much, people don't realize this as much, but Las Vegas, Logan, is really an international city.
Oh,
I mean, very
yeah,
much so.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the top tourist destinations on the planet for lots of reasons, for whether it's the entertainment, whether obviously gambling, there's a lot of things that go on in Las Vegas. But they also hold these massive multi-day music festivals. I was actually looking last night about booking a trip because it's so easy for us to get to Las Vegas for a concert that's happening there in December, the last night. So I mean, it's not uncommon for people to fly out for even for a night because prices are so low and all of that in Las Vegas that it is a option for a lot of people. So you think of it as, like I said, it's sort of this West Coast place, but really, no, it's incredibly international.
All right, Jordan, let's go ahead and talk about this. Let's talk about the, because I don't think you can ignore it here. And Than, before I go to Jordan, where, are you hearing anything from anybody on Capitol Hill about this ISIS claim of credit? Which, by the way, we are just reporting what is being reported on that. So it's being reported by all of the major news networks, including ABC, Reuters, the Associated Press, and ISIS claimed through their Amaq news agency, the Las Vegas attackers, a soldier of the Islamic State, in response to calls to target coalition countries. By the way, they called to target Las Vegas specifically. And then ISIS also claimed the gunman converted to Islam several months ago. We have no independent verification of that. Are you hearing anything on Capitol Hill on that front, or are people cautious to go there?
They're cautious, but they're mainly hearing, or mainly saying what you and Jordan have, that this claim of report is usually correct, Jay. And the thing that would back that up, the act itself here, we've talked about this, that didn't take skill, but what did take pre-planning was the ability to have this spot in the hotel, to have the ammunition. So that, to me, does bear the hallmark of some association with a network like ISIS. And again, when it comes through this kind of source, or this source specifically, in the past, Jay, it has ended up being accurate.
So, Jordan, I guess that's that's going to be the question of what develops on the next couple of hours as to this whole situation.
Yeah, I mean, we're still finding out a lot about who the person was publicly, what's known. Now, initially they said this person known to law enforcement. That would initially set up triggers. Then they pulled that back and said no arrest records in Nevada. There's a now report, this is in Daily Mail, that his father was on the FBI's most wanted list. This is the shooter's father, for a period of time as a bank robber, so someone who may have come from a fairly turbulent background. But again, 64 years old is not a 20-year-old reacting to a family situation. This is, again, someone who's living in a retirement community. So whatever motivation and what's going on with this individual, I would think, because there's no manhunt here, they know where he lived, they know where his belongings are, that very shortly, whether it's shared, how long it is until it's shared with us, they will be able to make a definitive statement, not an early assessment, but a definitive statement on ties to international terrorist groups, domestic terror groups, and any other individuals. But at this time, right. I mean, we know they're already at his home. It's not a manhunt. They know the person is dead. And they were able to identify him extremely quickly.
And they're also executing that search warrant now. And what that means is they're starting to get that kind of information. Yep. If he was talking to anybody, foreign or domestic, if there were accomplices, whether they, again, are foreign or domestic, that information is now gathered through the search warrant. Now, Wes, in your training in the military, I think the first responder here, they did an unbelievable job, and just an incredible job of responding to this.
Incredibly so, Jay. I was looking at the news earlier. Within 15 minutes of the gunfire breaking out, they were in the hallway outside this man's door. The SWAT team deployed. They were able to pinpoint what part of the hotel it was coming from. Had they not been there that quickly, the deaths would be so many more than they are now. And so the law enforcement people, as we've said before, and it's almost cliche-ous, but it's not, they run towards danger, not away from it. And the Las Vegas police are to be commended for making this situation much better than it would have been, even though it is extremely tragic. But the fact that they were able to take them out was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about at least 58 dead, over 500 injured. I don't know if we have any. Logan, do we have any updates on that situation?
I think those numbers are the same as of now. So there's been nothing new for the report on there.
That's a big number. And
Jay, I mean, it's no small thing to have automatic weapons. That technology, that know-how to take a regular assault rifle and make it from semi-automatic to fully automatic, he may have had help in doing that as well.
Yeah, I think these are all the things that when you exercise Jordan's search warrant, as we talk about often, that's where you get the information. I mean, that's how you obtain the information in a situation like this.
And it looks like, and again, this is coming from news sources, but there's already footage of not the inside of his home. We've seen that happen in these situations where the reporters have gone right into the home after these people. We saw it in San Bernardino, but they've got footage of outside. It looks like the outside of the home where there was a garage. It looks like they almost like blew that door off or smashed it down with like a SWAT, some kind of smash down. But it's a fairly new home, 2015. If the person was online using any kind of information, they would have found it in this home already at this point. Corroborating that, though, they're not going to rush out even if they found some link to ISIS. If it's tangential, how direct is it? because they may very well be still looking for other people at this point now that they have searched the home, and they don't want to tip those people off either about what they're actually looking for. This individual, I mean, there's a bizarre story unfolding with the woman who lives with him. We were told they did locate her, then they didn't locate her. Now they've spoken to her, but they don't say that they've actually seen her in person. Where is she? It does not appear is in custody at this time, and we don't know if it's even in the country who was living with him as his partner or girlfriend. So he may have been a loner in that situation, but still had someone else living with him. So we know that.
Here's a report from the sheriff. I mean, this was the sheriff, and this is why it's early on in these. And as lawyers, we look at this, and you got to see the evidence as it's unfolding. Here's what Sheriff Lombardo said a little while ago.
But we do know that he brought the weapons in on his own. In an original briefing, we believe that he was in partnership or companionship of a female, and we have determined the female is out of the country. So he brought these weapons in on his own.
So if the female was out of the country, but she was aware of this was going on, again, that's speculation, then it raises a whole different level. Now there are reports that maybe that wasn't the case. And do we know any updates on that, Jordan? This was from the sheriff.
That's the sheriff's own words. And I think that was because there was so many conflicting stories about whether this individual had been apprehended. And that was kind of the big story for the first hour or two. At least on our side of the coast, as you woke up, who was with him? Was anybody else involved?
Right.
And now that they're overseas, that raises serious suspicions. As he left his home, we know at least by the 28th, because that's when he checked into the hotel. So he's been there for 3 nights before carrying out this attack. And the individual he's known to be associated with it most recently is no longer in the United States.
So, and Logan, this was a concert that went on for several days, so this was not the first day of this, correct?
No, this was, I believe, probably the last day of this. This is the final night. I believe it was three days of country music.
This game, a lot of planning time.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of times you see the stages and such, yeah.
Yes, and how big of an event was it, do we know?
22,000 people, is what they said?
22,000,
Wow, I mean, so the ability to cause havoc was from a 32nd floor is... not too difficult, unfortunately, and that's what's happened. All right, as we get more information, we will keep you posted. We'll be back with more, and we'll take some calls at 1-800-684-3110. Just if you've got prayers for the people of Las Vegas, tell us you're praying for them. That's what we really need to be doing right now. Let the FBI pray for them also and our leaders that they can find out what happened here. 800-684-3110. Back with more in a moment.
Imagine a global war on you, but your leaders refuse to acknowledge it. Imagine this denial resulting in hundreds of American deaths and a global genocide against Christians and other religious minorities. Imagine Russia, Iran, and jihadists around the world uniting to destroy us. This is the startling reality we now face. But it doesn't have to be this way. In his new book, Unholy Alliance, The Agenda Iran, Russia, and Jihadists Share for Conquering the World, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow reveals the latest in a centuries-long attempt to export Islamic Sharia law and radical jihad around the world. With detailed history, in-depth legal case studies, and expert interviews, this book reveals the historic problem and the pressing solution. Order a copy of Unholy Alliance today. It's available right now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever books are sold. You can also get it online at unholyalliancebook.com. This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. There are so many challenges facing our nation: the rise of ISIS, an emboldened North Korea, and here at home, continuing threats to your free speech and religious liberty, as well as an out-of-control bureaucracy in Washington. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. And if you want to make a difference, stand with the ACLJ and become a member today. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty, engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, here at home and around the globe. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.
Well, tragedy is what we call it. 58 dead, over 500 injured at the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas, Nevada. I was in Las Vegas just last year. Spoke at a big event for the Crisis Pregnancy Center in the area, and I think I was one hotel away from where this is. I think it's I want to get everybody up to date on this. We had the individual that did this, or at least the one individual that we know is dead, Stephen Paddock, age 64, had excess of 10 rifles in the room, found dead at the Mandalay Bay Hotel. He was on the 32nd floor. He's a resident in Mesquite, Nevada. As we said earlier, ISIS, through both the Amaq News Agency and now through their other agencies, are taking credit for this, saying the Las Vegas attacker is a soldier of Islam. They said he recently converted. The FBI says there's no information on that, but they're now just executing their search warrants. Let me go to Logan on this first. Logan, describe the area for people that haven't been to Las Vegas. These are heavy pedestrian and heavy civilian areas. I mean, this is a tourist area.
Yeah, it's a tourist, you know, couple miles, essentially, in the middle of the desert is Las Vegas. If you haven't been, but starts off, like I said, the Mandalay Bay kind of kicks off the Las Vegas Strip. Maybe as Vince, who was on the show earlier, said, right near the Welcome to Vegas sign you've seen a bunch of times, right near the airport in Las Vegas. So not only a heavy tourist area, you can't really avoid where this spot is if you're flying into town. It is the first thing you see. It's the last thing you see before you leave. So, again, if you're going to Las Vegas, this isn't an area secluded. This isn't an area in the desert where, like, a lot of times you'll see a music festival. This is in an area that is almost exclusively of pedestrian and tourists.
Yeah. Wes, let me ask you this again. As a chaplain in the military, you unfortunately, and you were the chaplain at Dover, where you killed in action, were returned. What do you say to the families that are still, that's all, trying to find out if their loved ones are in the hospital because there's over 500 taken to hospitals, 58 dead? What do you tell the families?
Yeah, the emotional, mental agony of not knowing is worse than knowing the ultimate fate of your loved one. They said many people in the panic as they were running actually dropped their cell phones. So even if they're okay, they're having some difficulty reaching out to friends and loved ones. What you say to them, you offer them support. You let them talk. You do not say you know how they feel because no one really knows how they feel unless they were there in this situation. And ultimately, what I told the families at Dover Air Force Base, they would say, will I ever get over this? And my response was, you don't ever get over it. You get past it. You get beyond it. But this is one of those things that happens in your life that will always be a part of your life. It's indelibly printed on you, both spiritually and mentally and physically.
We're also getting reports that the president is speaking on this right now. Let's go to it.
Generally speaking, on the island. So we're going to be going tomorrow morning, first thing, very early. We're also going to be meeting with Governor.
Yeah, he did address, which, by the way, another horrible situation. The president's going to Puerto Rico on Tuesday, Wednesday. He goes to Las Vegas. At least that's the plan right now. We'll see if there's anything else developing there. Let me kind of give you a summary of what goes on here once the investigation starts. So search warrants have been executed. What that means is they're not only searching the room where the incident took place, but they're searching the residence and his computers, phone records, information they may find as they search the residence. Jordan, you said you saw pictures of it. It looks like a normal retirement community in the desert.
Yeah. Like other retirement communities across the United States, you have to be 55 or older to purchase. He owned a lot of these properties in Florida, out in Nevada, in a couple different cities. Again, people have come into contact with him, but don't know him with, doesn't seem like anybody has a lot of information about him. So not like really close friendships or things like that. I think our producer, Will, is correct. There's only two scenarios here when it comes to the terror side. One is that it is somehow tied to the Islamic State, as their news outlet, official news outlet, has reported through the media. So it came out through Associated Press, that tie. Or the Islamic State has just shifted tactics and is starting to claim, you know, responsibility for anything in the world that is a mass casualty event carried out by an individual that's not associated with crime. So that if it's got kind of that no explanation feeling initially, that they will jump on it and claim responsibility. That would be a shift from the Islamic State. And I think the burden is on, once this happened, it shifts the burden back to the government to tell us why it's not. That, you know, they're going to have to explain. You know, I get the initial statement of saying they don't have any information because no one does. But now that they've right. searched the house, you would think with someone like this, they would already know at this point. And sure. they may be tracking others. That's why they don't tell us. But
exactly
but
right.
within 24 hours from now or so, that should be confirmed.
Or even
or not,
less.
Yeah, or less.
Yeah, I mean, what happens in this situation is they, if they do find others that may be involved, what they do, very, quite frankly, is they start running those leads down. The FBI, right down the street from where Than, where you and I are right now, you know they have an analysis, they have a protocol that they utilize in these situations.
Yeah, I agree with Jordan because I think the most likely scenario is that this is ISIS because they've told the truth in the past, and I think you have to start with that assumption. And by the way, Jay, you pointed this out a minute ago, but the fact that the FBI involvement is escalating already, I think that's yeah. why my friends on Capitol Hill believe that that's the most likely place this will land, too.
Again, it doesn't have a specific ISIS framework other than because the individual's not a young yeah. person. Usually they're, you know, in their 20s or 30s. This guy's 64 years old. He's an American. Well, we've had Americans that have done it, but they've come from an Islamic background or they converted to Islam. We had that with the situation in the airport in Fort Lauderdale. But having said all of that, it's so unusual here that the claim of credit came so quickly. Usually it's hours, sometimes days before the Islamic State takes credit for these, Jordan. And here, I'll go to Jordan West on this. They took credit for this within minutes of this happening.
Well, and timed for U.S. news outlets. I mean, it was timed for the media
this morning
on the East Coast. And so it literally broke at the exact time that the president was supposed to make his remarks. So it looked like they were almost,
that.
I mean,
yep.
in a nefarious way, the president was it put out that the president was going to speak at 10:30 Eastern time. Literally, the news alert came out around 10:30. And the president then came out about 15 minutes later. I think that even if they see that, it is an underscoring to ISIS about their influence, though, too, that if they can delay anything or change the narrative, it shows that though they may be suffering severe casualties on the battlefield in Syria and Iraq, they put out the videotape yep. of their leader. They put out a videotape to attack Las Vegas. They can, for days, at least run with this propaganda, even if there is no direct link or inspiration, but
yeah,
we don't know what they found at this individual's house. That I go to the attack at the Fort Lauderdale airport, that person had a Hispanic name, that background didn't initially look like that, and then we found out it was it was not so you just don't know. But I don't think any of us were expecting to get that news alert. So when you got that news alert and it came yep. out through NBC and Matt Lauer said it on the Today Show, that is a different kind of ISIS influence than we've seen before in any events like this.
Yep.
Now, this is a different event like anything we've seen before.
All right. Hey, Wes, we're closing the broadcast out here, and you're a chaplain in the United States Army. You served all over the world. Could you pray for 30 seconds here, and let's pray for those people in Las Vegas and the first responders and the people who are dealing with this mass casualty?
Absolutely. Yeah, let us pray. Gracious God, you are the one who comforts us, gives us strength, gives us hope. And we lift up our friends and family and others in Nevada and in Las Vegas and those who are visiting there who are victims and are impacted by this tragedy. We ask that you heal the wounded and guard their lives, that you comfort those who have lost loved ones, and that throughout all of this incident, that your grace and your presence would be felt and known. Bless those in ministry. Bless those who are first responders. And we ask this through Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is a critical time for our nation and the issues that matter most to you and your family. In a world immersed in chaos and confusion, the ACLJ is on the front lines defending life and liberty. If you haven't done so already, this is the perfect time to join the American Center for Law and Justice. Join now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can do so online, aclj.org.